Well, we are always so happy when Santa spends time with us on Christmas Eve, so all of you girls and boys can call in and talk with him. And when we called him to make sure he could come, he said that Mrs. Claus is coming along as well, so we're really happy to have them both here. I looked out the window on the seventh floor of Vilas Hall, and the sleigh with the reindeer landed moments ago, and Rudolph was at the front. It's been a little foggy in southern Wisconsin, and I imagine they needed Rudolph's nose, red nose, to sort of light the way. At any rate, I know that the sleigh is stopped and halted, and there's no one in it, so Santa and Mrs. Claus must be on their way into the studio.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, Merry Christmas!
Oh, my goodness.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness, Larry. Has it been a whole year?
It's been a whole year, and you brought Mrs. Claus?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Merry it's so Christmas, nice. Larry.
It's so nice that you could get away from all the work we have to do up there.
I think we're ahead of schedule, dear.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. Because we've had some challenges this year, Larry.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it's the craziest thing that of course, you know, we have to create our naughty and nice list every year, and you know, we treat everybody the same, whether yeah. you're big and powerful or not. And we had a big discussion, and we decided that Kim Jong-un was naughty this year. He was naughty. And we had to put him on the naughty list, and suddenly our internet went down.
Oh no!
And we just it's really hard to run the shop. Without that, we don't know what happened. If maybe Rudolph pushed the wrong button, we just don't know, Larry. But gosh darn it, we're back now and everything's okay.
Everything's going well now?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
And the sleigh is looked pretty well packed to me already.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's as full as ever.
And Mrs. Claus, are you going to go along with Santa tonight, or no, you're going to stay home?
I think I'm going to stay home tonight, Larry. It's Santa's show, and I need to stay home and just keep those home fires burning and just make sure those elves get some R&R. They are very, very tired right now.
Oh, I imagine they've put in a pretty good year.
Oh, they work so hard, Larry. They really do, and they have to make the toys, and then of course they have to test the toys, and then sometimes test them again, and then sometimes test them again, and then we have to tell them, okay, you can stop testing the toys now. But yes, they're a really great group, and they got everything done in plenty of time this year, and we're in good shape.
Well, I hope you've been kind of going a little light on the food and snacks, because you know how many cookies would you eat on Christmas Eve as you deliver?
Well, Larry,
tell the truth, Santa.
I can neither confirm nor deny the specific number of cookies. But they sure are delicious. And, you know, I do share them with the reindeer. I don't eat all of them myself.
Well, that's good.
That's what he tells me anyway.
Well, you know what? We already have lots of people calling, youngsters calling in to talk with you. So maybe we should go to the phones.
Sounds good.
And, oh, boy, we've got a family of youngsters from Arpin, Wisconsin. And let's see if we can get them on. And Ben, I believe. Is Ben, are you there?
Yes.
We have Ben. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ben. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. How's the rest of the family?
Okay.
Wow. Okay, good. Now let me see here. You've got Elliot there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Abby? And Molly, right?
Yep.
Well, excellent. Good deal. Well, hello to all of them. Merry Christmas.
And two more additions.
Oh. Well, let's hear about it.
We have two birds named Speckles and Gilfie.
Oh, my goodness.
Excellent.
That's good to know. Do we have any bird gifts?
We have all kinds of gifts, Santa.
Okay. Good to know.
We can pretty well handle anything.
Good to know.
We'll have to throw that in the sleigh.
That would be great. What kind of birds are they, Ben?
Parakeets.
Oh, excellent. Do they talk to you?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
They're warming up.
But they will.
Warming up.
And good. I wonder, I bet you have some ideas for Christmas.
I bet you do.
Yeah. It might be a little much, but I've been hoping for a Kubota tractor with loader and backhoe.
Hmm. Wow. That sounds, is that a big tractor?
It's a little tractor.
It's a little tractor. All okay. Right. Okay.
I think I saw the elves driving one of those around.
Yeah, and it might still work after they got done with it, but
I think there was a marshmallow mess.
Okay, right. Well, yeah. So look out for that. All right. Well, that's an interesting press. So what are you going to do with that, Ben?
I was thinking digging holes and helping out.
Doesn't Molly do that for you? Dig the holes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Well, excellent.
Well, is Elliot there?
Yep.
Great. Well, can we talk to Elliot?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Elliot.
Well, hey, Elliot. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Hey, what's on your Christmas list? Are you looking for construction equipment too?
No. I actually want an Apple iPod.
Ah.
I have one of those. They're nice.
Those are cool.
And we've expanded our tech department this year. So
oh, good. Excellent.
We had to hire more elves, but we were able to pull it off.
Luckily, we've got a few elves up there to choose from. That's great. And anything else?
No.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, now, what's your favorite kind of music that you would want to put on your iPod?
The song Neon Light by Blake Shelton.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, I think Dasher and Dancer were singing that the other day.
Along with many other Christmas carols.
Right.
So I don't think this song is particularly a Christmas carol.
Well,
no.
It could qualify. We'll just make the envelope a little bigger. That's great, Elliot. Well, thank you so much for letting me know.
And is Abby there?
Yeah.
Let's talk with her.
Abby. Hello?
Abby. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you so much. Do you know something?
Do you remember how old Abby is?
Oh,
Santa
boy.
Claus?
Now, this is a tough one, but if I do the math correctly, let's see here. Carry the 4 times pi divided by 6. I think she's 7 now. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm 7. Going on 8 in January.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Okay. Well, happy early birthday to you.
Thanks.
Well, you're very welcome.
So polite.
Do you have anything? You are very polite. I like that. Do you have anything on your Christmas list for us?
Actually, I want kitchen utensils.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. And, like, of what kind? For cooking or?
Things like stuff to cook and bake.
Oh, okay.
Well, excellent. Santa would love you to make some cookies for him.
Well, yes, I would, actually. Although we'd have to do it in the wrong order because she would have to bake the cookies before getting the utensils.
I bet she has some skills now.
I bet she does. I bet she does. And probably some utensils. Well, that's great. That sounds like a great idea. And while you're doing that, Elliot will be listening to his iPod and Ben will be doing construction. You guys are gonna have fun this winter. That's great, Abby. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
dear.
Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And we'll see if we can bring something for Molly too. By the way, I know that Molly the dog probably didn't want to talk on the phone to us, but you know.
There we go. Well, we're gonna leave the state next and go to Oak Park Heights Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Lots of great family members and folks listening from Minnesota.
Excellent.
And I think, is Sam there?
Yay!
So much enthusiasm.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hello, Sam. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we love when we are delivering presents in places like Wisconsin and Minnesota because it makes us feel right at home, almost like we're at the North Pole. Do you have any snow there?
Been raining, hasn't it?
Rain. Well, that's not quite as much fun for sledding, is it?
No.
No. Okay. Well, Sam, what's on your Christmas list for this year?
Well, I want the Xbox Minecraft.
Ooh.
Minecraft.
Okay.
A lot of the children love that.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So, like digging in a mine or?
No, Santa. It's a game, dear.
Oh.
Yes, on the computer. Have you heard of it?
Well, yes, I know what a computer is. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay, great. Because that's a game that I didn't play. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I have it on the computer, but it would be much funner if I could change my skin.
Go on the Xbox, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Right.
Now.
That would be more fun.
That would be more fun. Okay, wow, even I get that. Okay, well, then I'll have to play it a little bit first, you know, make sure that everything's working right. But, okay.
And you have a brother, Daniel, right?
Hi, Santa.
Hi. Is this Daniel?
In blue cola. And I want a present in it. But can I have it?
Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, I want that, Santa, because it's so cool. I like that.
Okay. Well, of course you want something cool. That is, that sounds great, Daniel. Well, excellent. Let's see what we can do.
Do you have... Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Daniel. And by the way, Daniel, you take good care of that blanket, okay?
Oh, yeah. Santa knows you have a blanket that you carry around, Daniel.
Oh, I love Winnie the Pooh. That's great.
All right. Daniel, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sam and Daniel. Merry Christmas.
So adorable.
Yes.
Let's see here. We'll go to Eau Claire next. We haven't been to Eau Claire.
Eau Claire.
And we'll get there in just a minute, but I want to remind everybody that we're talking to Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. I'm Larry Mueller. Cynthia Schuster, our on-air producer, on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Having a lot of fun today talking with Santa and Mrs. Claus on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah, there's Santa. Thank you so much for listening in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. And the lines, it's always very busy on Christmas Eve when Santa and Mrs. Claus come. Lots of people. So keep trying. The lines are all filled now, but soon there'll be an open line again. And we're going to Eau Claire. And we have Carter. Are you there? Or who's there?
Hi.
It is Carter.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Merry Christmas.
Do you have something you'd like to tell Santa?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you go right ahead. Don't be shy.
Yeah. And I want the spaceship.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. I'd actually like one of those, too.
Yeah, and I want a space station for a spaceship.
Okay, well, you can't have a spaceship without a space station. Otherwise, where would you land it? I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Good deal. Now, can you land a sleigh that's pulled by reindeer at a space station? Can you do that, or is that not allowed?
I think we're moving on, Santa.
Okay, we're moving on.
I think we're moving
right.
on.
I can accept that. And move along we should. Okay.
And who's and Carter? Okay. Maybe we should talk to Ellie.
Whoever's available there.
Hi.
Is this Ellie?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good.
Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
In spite of your brothers? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How's Izzy, by the way?
It's good.
Okay, good. Well, do you have anything for your Christmas list that you'd like to tell me about?
I want an iPod Touch.
Okay, cool.
And I want a catching Hunger Games series movie.
Okay. Those are good. Did you watch those?
I did not.
Yeah.
Okay. You did.
Oh,
good. Good. Okay. Excellent. I have not seen those movies yet.
No, I think you thought it was about eating.
Yeah. And usually if a movie is about eating, then I just get hungry and, you know, and then I just go eat.
I think the reindeers sometimes play those I want to eat some cookies games.
Yeah, they do. They do. And I usually win. Okay, well, that's good. Is there anything else for you, Ellie?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to... tablet, kind of like those Kindle Fire reading tablets.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I kind of like those too because you can make the type bigger.
Right.
Santa needs that too.
Well, it doesn't hurt me either. That sounds great. So do you like to read?
Yeah.
Okay. Terrific. Good deal.
I saw several of those down at the tech department as well.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay. That sounds great.
Pink
that sounds
and blue
great.
And red.
Okay. Good deal. What's your favorite book, Ellie?
I don't know. I like a lot of books. I like the Hunger Games series, and I like the Face on the Milk Carton series.
Mm. Yeah, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
I know all those.
Great.
And you know, Ellie, if you get a chance, you should see the movie Annie, the new movie, the new version of the movie Annie, because the girl who's got the lead in Annie also had a big part in the first Hunger Games movie.
Oh.
Things don't go so well for her in the Hunger Games movie, but she does very well in the Annie movie.
Oh, good.
All right. Great. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas,
well,
dear.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Bye, honey.
All right. Bye, Ellie. Bye, Connor. Bye, Carter. Ho, ho, ho.
It'll be fun to see them tonight.
Yeah.
Well, their house, anyway.
The house, yeah. Hopefully we won't see them. They should be in bed. By the time we get there, they will be in bed.
Yeah. Huh. Cynthia, our on-air producer, was going to take a photo or took a photo, and is that going to go up on our Facebook? It is up on our Facebook page. All right. So if you want to see a photo of Santa and I talking, it's up on our Facebook page.
Oh, and she got...
No, that's your best side.
She definitely got my best side. That is great.
Well, we can see a lot of Santa's hat and
a lot of Larry
and a lot of me. There's a lot of me to see. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh! And look, we got some questions there. So first of all, Elena says Merry Christmas, Santa. So I want to say a very Merry Christmas to Elena. Hello. And she's wondering if the reindeer eat their carrots whole. And yes, they sure do. And in fact, you have to be careful how you feed the carrots to them, because if you're not careful, you end up having to count your fingers afterwards. they'll just grab it. And do I ever make toys with the elves? I used to, sweetheart, but they soon figured out that no good comes from this, and so they usually just kick me out.
Yeah, he's better in the management
role.
Yeah,
I'm more oversee the operation. Hands on, it doesn't go well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will say, like, no, that bolt doesn't go there, Santa.
Sort of like Barry Alvarez now overseeing the Badger football team.
Exactly.
For the big game.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, now, Elena also wondered if you sometimes have to shop for toys as well. You have to go out shopping for toys?
Well, you know, this is usually we kind of keep this stuff on the down low. But once in a while, you know, if we run a little bit behind in the toy shop, Mrs. Claus will get out the credit card and go on eBay. You know, we occasionally do cheat.
We're very creative.
We're very creative.
And Elena would like a cat, an iPad mini, and a calico critter house.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, iPad minis are fun. The calico critter house, that all sounds really fun. Now, whenever we talk about pets, we have to make sure the whole family is involved in that decision, because that's something the whole family is going to have to pitch in. So whenever we're talking about pets, we want to make sure that, you know, mom, dad, brothers, sisters, anybody who's there with you is going to be on board with that. And then we'll take it from there.
Riley in De Pere is with us next. And you remember how old Riley is, Santa?
No.
Riley is 6 years old.
Six. Oh, six. Okay. Thank you.
Santa has a lot to remember.
Santa has, yes. It's hard to remember the ages of every single
There is
child.
So much. There is
change.
So much going on in
okay,
my
darling.
Little in my little brain. And,
it's okay.
And I apologize for that little brain slip, but all this talk about the Hunger Games, I'm kind of hungry now. So there you go.
Well, there's cookies in the sleigh waiting for
yes,
you.
Yes, Riley is six, and hello.
Merry Christmas, Riley.
Merry Christmas, Riley.
Is Riley there?
Are you there, Riley?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I thought you got upset with me because I slipped on the age. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. Well, Merry Christmas. What's on your Christmas list this year?
Well, my family already mailed two of them.
Wow.
But there was one last thing that I forgot to write.
Okay, what is that? Skylanders?
Skylanders, did you say?
No, a big Star Wars ship.
Oh, Star Wars ship.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, is it one specific ship, or what are you looking for there, Riley?
Well, we didn't really look at the words of what it was called, but next time I see it, and I have my mom or dad with me.
Okay.
What it is.
Okay. Good enough. Well, I think we'll be able to figure it out. Yeah.
Now, do you have a pet?
We have the leg, and we have Mickey, which is a scaredy cat, and we have Brooklyn and my little kitten. So that's four cats.
Oh, four
oh,
cats
my.
And the new kitty.
Oh, my goodness.
The new kitty is named...
Roses, huh?
Yep.
Is that right? Well, now, how do all the kitties get along, all four of them?
Brooklyn, she she is grumpy.
Uh-oh.
Maybe she should go on the naughty list.
She's my cat, and she doesn't like any other cat.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't play well with other cats.
No. No, that'll go on her report card. Does not work and play well with other kitties. Okay, well, you know, we all get grumpy sometimes. I can understand that. Oh, my. Well, say hello to all the kitties for us, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Merry Christmas to Riley.
Merry Christmas.
And in Monona, real close to here, we have Biagio.
Biagio.
Hi.
Now, that's a fun name to say. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. Excellent. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Well, what's on your Christmas list this year?
An electric guitar.
An electric guitar. All right.
It's like that song.
Yeah, dude. That sounds fun. So do you play guitar now, or are you going to learn?
I'm going to learn. My dad knows how to play, so he's going to teach me.
That's terrific.
Wonderful.
That's terrific. Now,
he knows how to play the normal guitar.
Okay, well, those are the best kind, you know. Now, what's your favorite kind of music? If you could be a guitar hero, what kind of music would you want to play?
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Oh yeah, we like dancing to that one. Yeah, good. Okay, is that the kind of music your dad plays?
No, he's a Dean Martin impersonator.
Oh my goodness. Well, there you go. Dean Martin sings Eye of the Tiger. Your whole career is set before you, Biagio. That is terrific. Okay.
Wonderful.
My mom told me to tell you what my sister wants.
Okay. Oh, how nice.
Well, please do. Okay, so your sister and she's not able to talk, huh? So you're her spokesman.
She doesn't want to.
Aww,
well,
it's okay.
That is perfectly fine. So go ahead, Biazra. What would she like?
She wants an Elsa and Anna frozen castle.
Frozen.
A frozen castle.
Oh, good deal. We got lots of orders for those.
Yes.
Good deal.
We have a whole room dedicated to those.
Now, Mrs. Claus, do we have to thaw that out first?
Oh, Santa.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know what a frozen... Okay.
It's from the Disney movie...
Oh, yes,
Frozen.
I know that movie. That's a great
Santa
movie.
Santa thought the movie was about him at first.
Well, I did. I thought, they must be filming at the North Pole. It's called Frozen. That is terrific. Well, good. We've got that. And please tell your sister Merry Christmas for us, okay?
Okay.
All
right.
Thanks, Biagio.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
And now we have Annalise in West Bend, Wisconsin. Hi, Annalise.
Hi,
Annalise. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks. So you're 8 this year, is that right?
Yep.
Ah, well, great. Well, what's on your Christmas list?
I wanted an American Girl doll locker, an American Girl doll salon chair, an American Girl doll bike and scooter and bathroom set and a stuffed animal puppy dog with fuzzies all over it, and for my family to have a really good Christmas.
Aww. That's adorable.
Well, that's very sweet of you to make that wish, and I wish that for you and your family as well. That sounds great. And your American Girl doll is more active than a lot of kids that we meet. That's a lot of stuff, a scooter, a walker bike. Wow.
That's great.
Yeah. Can you keep track of your American Girl doll when she's doing all that stuff?
I think I will.
Okay, that's great.
She has a great attitude.
She does. Yeah, Annalise, you sound like a really really fun kid. So, thank you so much for calling, and I do hope you have a very Merry Christmas and your whole family too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
what a sweetie.
What a nice little girl. Huh?
Oh, man. Let's see if she wants to ride with us on the sleigh. She sounds delightful.
Santa, if we brought along every girl and boy you wanted to, we'd have to have a bigger sleigh.
Just the good ones.
That would be a very big sleigh.
Very big sleigh. Okay,
big sleigh. Let's go to Sophia and Sammy
Sophia and Sammy. Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Who's first, Sammy, or is it you, or is it Sophia?
Me.
Sammy?
Yeah.
Sammy. Well, hello. I was hoping you'd call.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Sweetie. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks. What's on your list?
A nose gun and an iPad.
Oh,
cool.
More things for the tech department.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So what's your favorite thing to do on the iPad?
Play games.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. Well, those are great. Okay, good. And, you know, they are so fun. You can listen to music and read things. And boy, I just, I borrowed Rudolph's and I didn't give it back to him for 3 days. Of course, he has trouble, you know, with the hooves, with the touch screen. But, okay, that's great. That's great. Anything else?
A Lego set, too.
A Lego set. All right.
Those are fun.
Is there a particular Lego set you'd like?
Yeah.
What would that be, sweetie?
Lego Chima.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Is Sophia? Can Sophia talk?
Hi.
Merry
Christmas, sweetie.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what. Well, look. That's what it says on the list here. I got all the papers here, and look at that. Sophia was good. We like that. Well, what would you like for Christmas, sweetie?
A Barbie horse.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time we've heard the Barbie word.
Yeah,
yes.
No kidding. Great. Okay.
We have lots of those.
Yeah, we sure do. Anything else?
The Barbie house?
Yeah.
Oh, Barbie house?
Oh, Barbie house.
Oh, yeah, we don't want Barbie living out in the streets. Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right. Well, honey, thank you for calling.
Thanks so much.
You have a new puppy. She has a new puppy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you is it Sully? Is that your new friend?
Yeah, our puppy.
Your puppy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a puppy is a friend.
I sure think so.
Okay, great. Great. Well, give Sully a little scratch behind the ears for me, will you?
Mm-hmm. And have a Merry Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas. Thank you.
Say
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, so many children. So little time. 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to call, by the way, for you to join in, for your children to join in. And here we're going to McFarland. Yeah, we haven't been to McFarland yet. And Guinevere is up.
Wow.
Guinevere,
who I think is about 5 now. And Guinevere, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Hello, dear. Is there anything you'd like for Christmas special?
The Mr. Peabody movie.
Oh, Mr. Peabody movie.
That sounds like fun. Okay, good deal. Is there anything else?
I think the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
Monster High?
The doll?
Yeah, the doll.
Oh, the doll.
Oh, the doll. Okay. Yep. Good to know. That's a good one. We're adding that on the list. Okay. And is there anything else? Do you maybe need anything for a Hungry Man?
Your fish?
No.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure the pets are taken care of, so there you go. Well, say hello to the fish for me.
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Bye, honey.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. We have lots of callers here. Let's go to Gus in Madison next. Hi, Gus.
Gus.
Merry Christmas. Hi. Gus.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
What would you like for Christmas?
Like that. Here's a direct response. Yeah. I like that.
I want an iPhone.
Oh, an iPhone. Wow. Okay. Okay. Those are fun.
Yeah. Wow. And I'm an only child.
Mm. Okay.
So
you don't want me to you don't want me to bring more children, do you? those are tough to make.
I'm just like an only child, so it's like but that's why I want a girlfriend so then I can talk to somebody.
Oh. Wow. Well, that's a tall order. We'll see if we can work on that. But I don't know. It took me a while to find Mrs. Claus. So I don't know how I'd do for anyone else. But
oh, you're a sweetie.
How old are you?
You know, I lost after 406. I kind of lost track, and I don't know anymore. But I've been around a while.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm 9.
Okay. Well, there you go. You are a little younger than me then.
Yeah, by a lot.
By a lot. A little younger by a lot. We'll go with that. Gus, thanks so much for calling. You have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Megan in Madison, you're next. Hi, Megan.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you, dear. Do you have some things you'd like to have for Christmas?
A stuffed animal.
Okay. Now, is there a particular kind of stuffed animal, or do you like them all?
Them all.
Oh, okay. That makes it easy.
So a bear, a ladybug, a meerkat.
An aardvark.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all sounds good.
She's really easygoing.
I like that. Okay, terrific. Anything else?
Candy and chocolate.
Ooh.
Oh, a girl after my heart.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, if the candy and chocolate is a little bit sampled when you get
Santa,
it.
No.
Is,
Santa, you have to leave that.
But, we'll leave some for you, too.
Oh, great. Okay. Yay.
That's right. Nice.
Thank
sweetie.
You. Because, you know, I would hate to have you open it up and find out that there's a piece or two missing. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's quality control, really, is what it is, Megan. We try to make sure that everything we're giving you is the absolute best.
Okay.
Okay. You're not buying that at all, are you?
There's like mini hand sanitizers, winter flavored or holiday candles.
Oh my!
Okay.
Wow. Oh my!
Okay.
Holiday candles.
Probably do that, Santa. Huh?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So, mini hand sanitizers are those? Is that because your hands are small?
Well, actually, not many, but winter flavored.
Oh, okay.
And you know what winter flavored is.
I sure do, yes. I love the taste of winter.
I think that's what your cologne is.
It is.
Santa wears winter-flavored.
Winter-flavored cologne. Yes, the reindeer love it. Okay, that's great. Is that everything on your list now, Megan?
And holiday candles, and that's kind of the same.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yes, we love making holiday candles.
She really
candles.
Gets into the spirit.
Yes, she does.
With the candles and the chocolates.
That sounds
must be a really wonderful home there.
Yeah, that's a very Christmassy celebrating kind of list. I like that. Terrific. Thank you so much, Megan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, dear.
Sweetie.
Thank you so much for calling.
Ho, ho, ho.
And thanks to everybody who's calling in. We've got lots more in store here. Another 45 minutes talking with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. I'm Larry Mueller with Cynthia Schuster here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Those bells are being rung by Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Yeah, Santa and Mrs. Claus in the studio with me today. You can check our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and there's a kind of a shot of Santa and me, and Santa's talking on the microphone into the microphone on the air.
Yeah.
I have a
handsome-looking hat there, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, that's a nice hat, very nice hat. And Matthew is up next from Beaver Dam.
Matthew! Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. We were expecting your call.
Yeah.
Wow. So Merry Christmas. What's on your list for this year?
What would you like for Christmas?
Lightning McQueen badge.
Oh, Lightning McQueen?
Oh, boy. Okay. I don't know what that is, but it sounds very fast.
It's a car, Santa.
Oh.
From a movie.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, and it must be very fast.
The elves were watching that movie the other day.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Okay. Is there anything else?
It's my Ninja Turtle bike and the Lion's bike.
Oh, okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bike.
Wow. Okay. Now, can turtles ride bikes?
Just the ninja kind.
Oh, yeah. The ninja kind can. Okay. Good to know. Well, that's great. And now, is your friend Mason, is he there too?
No, he don't want to talk to Santa.
Oh, okay.
That's
well, dear. That's just fine. Not everyone has to. But you'll tell him hello for me, will you?
I will.
Okay, thank you,
Merry
Matthew.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. And, sometimes young people don't want to talk to you.
Right. Right.
And
it's true.
That's okay.
It doesn't matter. Santa knows what they want.
I do, and I don't take it personally.
No. Eva in Mount Horeb up next. Hi, Eva.
Eva.
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks. And you're, are you 10 this year?
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrific. And do you have a few things that you'd like to see under the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
A few things. I don't want a lot of things this year.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. It's good to be modest.
Yeah. So I want an iPod really badly.
Okay.
I've been asking that for a few years now.
Oh my.
Okay. Well, let's look back here. Oh yes, she's right. She has. Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good. Anything else?
Yes. I want a phone.
Oh, okay. And any particular kind?
Any phone.
Any phone will do.
We have some of those rotary dials.
All right, there
those
you go.
Rotary dial
I think
phones.
We do. Those old princess phones from the 70s. Yeah, how's that?
They go
yeah. So what is the now if we can find the iPod, and I think we have enough. We'll have to check that. But what is the first thing you'd want to put on your iPod?
Music.
Okay. What band? What band do you like the best?
Well, that's tricky.
Okay.
Because I don't like a lot of bands. I just like singers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
fair
enough.
Or maybe a podcast.
See, I'm asking because the elves are always looking for new music to have on in the workshop. You know, while they're working, it kind of keeps their energy up. So I was thinking maybe you could recommend something for the elves to listen to while they work.
Yeah. What singers? Which singers do you like?
Well, I like Rihanna.
Okay.
Okay.
And I like Katy Perry.
All right.
Yeah. Pretty voice.
Yeah, and that's good music to build toys too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like pop.
Yeah. Excellent. Those are great suggestions. Well, thank you so much, Eva.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you're very
so polite.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being so delightful. I'm glad you called.
And do you have other sisters and brothers who want to talk?
Yeah,
as well?
if Aaron or Levi or anybody wants to talk, put them on.
Okay. My brother doesn't want to talk right now.
Okay.
So I'll give you to my sister.
Okay.
Aaron, okay.
That sounds fine.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, dear.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Aaron?
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas, dear. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, honey?
What?
How old are you?
Seven.
All right. That's a great age. What would you like to have for Christmas this year?
Well, I do want an electric scooter.
Oh, my.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, the reindeer like to test those out.
Yes, they do.
Before they fly.
Yeah. And then we put Band-Aids on their knees afterwards. What else?
I don't really know.
Okay. Okay, surprise.
Surprises.
Yeah, Santa has lots of surprises.
Say that again, sweetie.
Frozen action figures.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, can they be action figures if they're frozen?
Santa?
Okay, sorry.
I think it's the movie.
Oh, the movie. See, I keep getting confused. Well, those are some great ideas. And, we have we have some good ideas on our own, too. So if you can't think of anything else for your list, Aaron, I think between Mrs. Claus and the elves and I, maybe we can come up with some ideas. How do you like that? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's fun to be surprised.
Merry Christmas, honey.
It is. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you to Eva. And please say hi to Levi for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
And Sitka in Alaska.
Wow.
Listening online,
goodness. Wow. That's about as close to the North Pole as you can get. That is just great. Merry Christmas.
You know what? It's Greta who's in Sitka, Alaska.
Well, I was going to say, Larry, I'm looking over the list here and I didn't see anyone named Sitka. So that makes more sense. Hello, Greta, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Hi, sweetie. Hello.
I would like a hamster.
Oh, my, a hamster Santa.
Okay. Oh, hamsters are fun. They're so adorably cute. And so, we have to make sure that that's okay with everybody. Does the rest of your family want a hamster, too?
My mom and dad is okay with it.
They're okay with it.
Okay.
Well, that's just terrific.
No,
all right.
Santa, you were telling me that they have a couple of cats, though, too.
Well, that's the thing. Now, I was going to ask, because now, if I remember, because, of course, I was at your house last year, and Gray Gray and Fluffy are there, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, are they going to, how do I put this politely? The hamster's not going to end up as lunch, right, is what I'm asking.
Because my cat, mostly plays with pipe cleaners.
Oh,
okay.
Well, there you go. I mean, and so do I. I think that's a great thing. Okay, terrific. All right. Well, that sounds like a great thing then, Greta. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling from Alaska.
Yeah. Do you have anyone else there who'd like to talk to us?
Can I say hi to my grandma and grandpa?
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Of course.
Hi, grandma and grandpa.
That is very sweet. That is very sweet.
I bet your grandma and grandpa are listening in, too.
I bet they are. Yeah.
And you have a sister, Lydia, do you not?
Uh-huh. Here's Lydia.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Greta.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Lydia. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, dear.
Well, thank you, dear. Now, do you have anything on your Christmas list?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would that be?
It's going to be a real horse.
A kind of horse?
Okay.
Play horse, I bet.
Play horse?
Real?
A real horse?
A real horse.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Well, that one we really need to talk to the parents about.
So now, my goodness, that is going to be tough. So now we're going to try to deliver a hamster and a horse. That's going to be difficult.
It's Christmas magic, Santa.
We're going to need a lot of Christmas magic for that one. All right. So the hamster is going to be a little bit easier to carry, but we'll see what we can do.
You can use a baby horse if you want.
Oh, well, okay. They are smaller. That's
a baby horse. Okay.
That's a good point. They are smaller.
You wouldn't want one of those big Clydesdales.
You'd have to pack a lot of food for that
would
horse.
That would be a little tough to, it'd probably have to, sit on my lap and that would get a little hard to steer. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's a good list. Is that everything, or was there more? I'm almost afraid to ask.
That's all.
Okay.
Thank you, Lydia.
Well, thank you, Lydia, and thank you, Greta. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Can I talk to my grandma and grandpa?
Yes.
I think Merry Christmas to your grandma.
Merry Christmas. Okay, good.
Merry Christmas, Grandma and Grandpa.
So, okay, good. Glad we got that on.
I bet your grandma and grandpa are right here in Wisconsin.
I bet they are.
I love you, Grandma and Grandpa.
And we know they love
grandma,
you, too.
I can see Grandma now with a little tear, and maybe Grandpa, too.
Maybe. I bet.
If I was the grandpa, I'd have a little tear.
Yes.
In my
eye. Me too. Greta and Lydia, that is great. All right. Hamster horse. All right.
Well, we have Laura on Facebook, and she writes the following. She says, my 3-year-old son, Lucas, is too shy to talk to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants Santa to know that he would like a caboose for his train set.
Oh, yes.
You can't have a train set without a
caboose. No, that would just be wrong.
I think that's. So we need to write that.
Okay.
He also has requested a monster truck for his little sister, Charlie.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
Well, excellent. That sounds great. Most little sisters don't ask for a monster truck. I kind of like that. You know, thinking outside the box.
Well,
that's great.
Thinking of his sister, too.
Thinking of his sister. And you know, I was wondering if Lucas was going to call because I knew he was a little bit on the shy side.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that your mom wrote that in, Lucas. And we've made note of that, and we thank you so much to you and for your mom for letting us know.